In 2012, the Utah State Legislature passed the Intergenerational Poverty Mitigation Act. The act was passed to help children in the cycle of poverty and welfare dependency overcome barriers preventing stability and opportunity. Think high school graduation. Children experiencing intergenerational poverty have about a 56% graduation rate, according to Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox.
There's disincentives built in, and they just don't know any differently. This is how they've lived their lives, and we've missed out on some opportunities to really help that group of people.
The Intergenerational Welfare Reform Commission is working in 10 rural Utah counties to change potentially enabling programs, so they will actually work to help families break the cycle.
It's really taking an individualized approach, looking at all the services that are available, and not just government services, but nonprofits, volunteers, our faith-based community, bring all of these groups together in a room to focus on individuals and specifically to focus on children.
Cox says Utah actually has lower occurrences of intergenerational poverty than other places in the country. He says the approach Utah is taking to solve it, though, is new.
Historically, we've treated poverty the same, that all poverty is equal. And here in Utah, we're doing something very unique. We actually started to dive into the numbers, and we found out that that's just not true.
Cox says changes in poverty will always take time, especially with intergenerational poverty. It could take generations before government officials and agencies see improvements. He says the first place expected to see improvement is in Utah's high school graduation rates. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.